All right. Hello, WinCon Podcast. This is Isweden. I am a bookmarker, podficker, fic wrecker, and I am going to tell you guys my fanish origin story. All right, so this starts back 15, 16, I don't even want to think how long ago, when I was in middle school. And I was hardcore into reading. All my teachers had those little libraries in their classroom that you could borrow books from. And there were the Animorphs books. I picked them up because I was in my horse crazy phase. And book number 14 had Cassie turning into a horse on the cover. I was totally 100% there for that. I got hella into Animorphs. Very, very fanish. Before I knew what being fanish was, what I would do was I would go online to Scholastic's website, and every month they would post a preview chapter for K.A. Applegate's next Animorph book. To get to them, you had to navigate the Scholastic website, which I'm sure was a shining beacon of 2000 and nothing web design. But all of the banner ads, all of them, were for this new and shiny book that I knew nothing about and had no cares for. It was called Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Eventually, I gave in and was like, fine, you want me to hear about this book? You want me to read about it? I'll read about it. They had a sample chapter or three online. I read them. I fell so hella in love. So I had to send my mom to the library to get the first one to check out. It wasn't in, but they did have lots of copies of book number 3. And I read it. And my feelings were so strong. I wanted to fight Sirius Black so bad. And then actually I wanted to protect Sirius Black so bad. And Harry and Hermione and Ron and everyone, oh my gosh. And then I read the first book because that came into the library. And then many months later, it was driving me batty. I finally got to read the second book. I had to buy it at a Scholastic book fair for full price. But I didn't. I really wanted to know what that flying car reference in the third book was about. Let me tell you. So, I had never felt this way about a book series before. It was so big in my heart. And internet happened. I wasn't using Google, because Google hadn't been invented yet, but whatever search engines I did have, I would type in Harry Potter, and I would read every single search result looking for new things. New rumors, new news, new pictures, new art. And I did this for quite some time before I found a website that one of their sections was fanfic. And I read some. And, well, once you know that it exists, once you know what it's called, you can use your incredibly old school search engine. Go to town. Eventually, I found fanfiction.net. And this was in the days when fanfiction.net did not have chaptered works. So, what people did back in the day was they would just sort of title things with the chapter number in parentheses at the end. And I kept a little notebook. I still have some of the pages of it, with story names and authors. And once fanfic.net actually got chaptered works, I would write down the story's unique ID number too. Oh, glory days. Because author's notes were really interactive back in that day, I found out about Yahoo groups and other web pages. I made my own email account. I was Orla_Potter@Yahoo. That email address is dead, very dead. And I lied about my age like a mofo and joined all of the fanfic groups I could get my hands on. Relatedly, I was still Googling Harry Potter stuff like mad because I was so into it. I have this really large fond spot in my heart for web rings. Web rings were a gift, which is such a weird thing to be saying. Eventually, other large Harry Potter fic sites got established. I read a lot to fic. A lot. And then my mother decided I was spending too much time on the computer and ended our internet subscription. Dark hours, dark days, the darkest days. So I still had my little notebook of fic titles, and I would go to fanfic.net, and I would go to Schnoogle because it was all about the long fic. I was so about the long fic in those days. I was definitely there for the Draco trilogy. I was there for Mad Lorry's Paradigm of Uncertainty. I was so into everything, though I did not talk to a single other person online because I was a lurker. Lurk, 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 lurk. So my mom would take me once a week, once every other week, to the local library. And they would scan my 3.5-inch floppy disk for viruses. And then I could take it, plug it into the computer, and copy and paste things onto that disk. I only had like 3 disks, so I would replace everything, and I would just get things that were long, things that I'd subscribe to, things by authors I knew, things by authors who were friends with authors I knew. Anything was fair game, because I needed stuff to take home and read on our giant gateway computer that must have weighed like 60 pounds. So, that's how I got into fandom. Those are my first fanish experiences.